Hey, everybody, All Over Overland Podcast. On this episode, how many nights do you plan on camping this year, 2024? All right, everybody, welcome to the All Over Overland Podcast. My name is Michael, and gonna talk about some lofty goals. So, Lee would always brag about how many nights he camped for the year. And I just thought he was being a jerk, so I didn't really think much of it. And, you know, there was one year that he almost camped out half a year. I think he was just ended up, he got sick or something, or his daughter got sick. Something happened there at the end, and he wasn't able to get his last couple nights in by the end of the year. I don't think he made it. I remember him not making it. And we were heartbroken because, damn. And then I've been watching a lot of Adam's videos. Adam is a guy up here in Alaska, and his Instagram and his YouTube is Dog and a Jeep, all kind of one word. Dog and a Jeep. You can find that Instagram, and I think it's also the same for his YouTube. But go subscribe, watch his video. He's got a red Gladiator. Pretty cool. I almost had to go rescue him one night, but I was asleep because it was like 1 a.m. I think when Craig sent me a message that I guess Adam and a buddy were stuck here in the Kenai. They're up in Fairbanks, but seems like they come down here quite a bit because there's quite a few videos. What I'm getting at is, how many nights do you plan on camping this year? And I'll let that sink in. Like, have you set a goal? I never really thought about setting a goal for myself. I think last year I wanted to do at least one camp out a month. So, I mean, I guess that would kind of be the same thing. You know, maybe that was one or two nights. I really wasn't thinking about nights as far as just getting out. But then now I'm thinking the nights are the getting out. So what's a good number? Adam's goal last year was 50. And I think he said this in his video. His goal was 50 and he hit maybe 54 nights. I want to say it was 54. So he's shooting for 100. And 100 sounds amazing. I don't think I could pull 100 off. I don't know. Could I? I don't know. I don't know if I could. 50, I'm like, I'd love to be able to hit 50. I haven't personally hit 50 in a year. That sounds crazy, but I haven't, you know. And I think most people are lucky to get maybe 10 good nights in. I think most people would be fortunate to get 10 good nights. Because it's not necessarily that they don't have the vacation time. It's not that. It's not that they don't have the weekends. It's not that they don't have the time that they could. It is, but it's not. So it's not that, what I'm saying, it's not that they're working 365 days a week and they just don't have any time off. They have time off, but they also have families and they have kids and they have the things. So you got to balance that with the days that you take off, especially if your partner or kids don't really care to do the overlanding thing. It's a struggle. It makes it kind of hard, you know, just trying to find the time to make everybody happy and okay. Cause you don't want people to feel like you're doing this thing to get away. I mean, that's what it's about, but that's not what it's about. You know, it's not in a negative way. And if you want to come, then it's great. But you don't have to. And I get it. It's not for everybody. So there's some people that I think balance that probably better than others. And better, what does that mean? You know, better for them. It works for them. May not work with you and the person you're with. It may not work with, you know, your work schedule even. You know, so there's a lot of variables, and some people just have more time. I always gave Lee a hard time because I, you know, secretly jealous and thought he was a jerk that he was able to camp so much. Like, dude, wish I could go do that. I got to work. I got a kid. I got a this. I got a thing. You know, and he's just like, yeah, you know, my wife gets to the point where she packs my bag and says, leave. And I told him it's because she doesn't like him, but anyway, that's another whole nother story probably. But yeah, what would you consider to be a good number? Like, what would be your goal? I wonder what my goal should be. I wanna say that it should be 50. I think I could. I want to say easily obtain it. I got tricky situations. So 50 might be, well, it's a bigger number, like I said. It's a bigger number than I've hit. Oh, just having one of these V8 energies, Crystal brought this to me. It's the pomegranate blueberry. It's really good. Really good. I like them. Recommend them. But yeah, like how many nights do you think is a good number to camp for the year? You know, and then maybe you live somewhere where you need to, like in Oklahoma, it was always hard because it was so hot in Oklahoma. Don't get me wrong. I've traded one extreme for the other. It's cold here. Some days are colder than others. This last week was pretty bad. It was always in the negatives. A week like the week before this. Now it's starting to turn around. We're back into the 20s. It's supposed to snow, I thought, tonight or tomorrow. I don't even know what today is. Like, I'm so lost. That's the Christmas break will do to you. And then the new year, and then all the things are just right there. So it makes it, and then you got to wrap your brain around that it's the new year. It's 2024. Just dated this podcast. but yeah, so there, yeah. How many nights are you going to camp? That's really what this is about. How many nights are you going to camp this year? I'm going to shoot for 50. I'm going to shoot for 50. That'll be a personal best. If I'm hitting a high number by the middle of the year, I may adjust that number. I won't adjust it down. I will only adjust it up. So in June, I guess, we'll reevaluate and kind of see what we're doing. Whew. I better get out there and camp. I have a few goals for this year. One of those is I want to find a place where I can do a kind of a low-key event. See a place where a few of us could park and camp here in the Kenai. I got a couple places in mind, but I want to go check those out again and go camp those. I've just seen them. I haven't camped at them and experienced that and see what that's like before I make any decisions. So I'm thinking of having some type of event in 2025. That'll give me another year to really be able to explore more things, to be able to camp more and to be able to really let you guys know what this experience is like. I mean, so far it's been like a moving experience, getting to know the roads, getting to know the stores, you know, like the things that you just do whenever you get into a new town. So I haven't been exploring as much as I want. I've been, when I say that, I've been going down a bunch of roads, mapping a bunch of different roads around here. Haven't camped as much, only camped, with Molly and my sister one night, and then I did the winter camp. So that first night that it snowed. So yeah, I need to get out there. I need to get out and start using some of this new stuff that I'm going to be getting. So 2024, I feel pretty settled. I've got this camper that I'm going to build this year. So I'm going to start getting the materials for that together slowly. You know, nothing crazy. I'll be able to camp until even whenever I start construction, there'll come a point where I have to take the rooftop tent and the lightener rack off to be able to finish the build. But hopefully I can get enough of it built to where I can make that go pretty fast and then make sure I have all the stuff for it before I tear the truck apart to where I won't be able to camp for X amount of days. Like, I don't know how long that process is going to take. And hopefully it'll be just something where I can piece together real quick and everything's pre-made pretty much. That's kind of the goal with that. I'm looking at the cardboard kind of cutout that I've made. And I think I am going to install like a cabinet shelf-ish thing inside the cabin. I like the way this looks cut out with cardboard. I'm just teasing because I'm not going to show you what it looks like. But I like the way that looks, and I think it does exactly what I wanted the cabin to do and actually get a little bit more space, which sounds weird. But I think it's going to give me a little more space. And I'll explain that whenever you actually get to see that far into it. But right now it's just a tease. So, but yeah, I've got that, and going to find a place to maybe have an event for 2025, 50 nights of camping. I'm going to I want to do some interviews, and my problem right now is just internet. So until I either get Starlink or figure out a better internet solution here, it's just not fast enough to be able to communicate with somebody back and forth and there not be, you know, like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Like, oh, it's his frame freezed. Like, it just, even though StreamYard does a great job of recording yours and then recording theirs, while you're having the conversation, it still does it. So it records the things and then blends them together really, really nice. So you don't notice all that. But in the conversation, it's weird, you know, because it's, oh, I can't, oh, well, there you, okay, there you are. So it's, and maybe they should let you edit that part of it. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm just not doing it right. Maybe they should let you edit that part of it. Yeah, I've never even thought about trying to edit my StreamYard, like on StreamYard. But like if they already made the break, like if they already put a point in it where it's like, that's where the, I've gone off topic. I am very sorry. All right, 2024, let's get after it. Let's do this. Hopefully some exciting things are coming up for the All Over Overland podcast, YouTube channel, all those things. I'm pretty excited. So yeah, we'll see. Until then, why don't you guys try to go do stuff? Maybe go all over. Thanks, guys.